Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, January 4th, 2022, getting into the week, getting into the new year. And it's a very busy news day. We've got a lot of news. I'm probably not going to get to all of it, but we are going to do our best between now and when we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. So let's get right on into it. Earlier today, President Biden came on TV saying that we've got lots to look forward to in this coming year and reasons to be optimistic. I can't tell you what a load that takes off my mind to hear that coming from him. And I'm going to break my normal order of presentation because I do politics first and everything. I really want to talk about the snow. My concerns about a hard winter do seem to be panning out. Now, here in Indiana, it's still mild. We had a little dusting of snow on Sunday. They're predicting our first major snow on Thursday here. But snow is falling in Florida now, and there's snow in the Sunshine State. Out in California, they've had the snowiest December ever recorded in the Sierras since 1878, so a little historic there. And this major storm is slamming the East Coast on the I-95 in Virginia. It was literally shut down. With all the heavy snow, and people were just snarled in traffic. A normal two-hour drive was taking like 19 hours. It was really, really ugly. Up in Washington, D.C., Joe Biden came in on Air Force One, had to deal with the snow. It was actually very difficult getting on back to the White House. And it is known that in Washington, D.C., they get a little bit of snow and the entire city locks up. And they're talking about maybe the government shutting down for the rest of the week. So we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, out on the West Coast, they had huge blizzards there. And we had this major storm system coming across the Central Plains. Now, here in Indiana, we were just on the northern edge of that, which is why we got snow on Sunday. But it really did have a major impact there. Over in Lake Tahoe, tourists were snowed in as the storm closed I-80 and Highway 50. So it is shaping up to be a rough one. All right, we got the climate gate out of the way right now. Let's get into the politics. President Joe Biden's disapproval rating has hit a new high in December as more and more voters signal their unhappiness with his administration's running of the economy, the COVID-19 pandemic, the withdrawal from Afghanistan. The list goes on and on and on and on. 56% of voters say they now disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has been doing. And according to 538, Biden's approval rating is now very low. Democrats are now calling him Slow Joe No Go in 24, saying he is deeply unpopular. That's true. He is old as blank. You can get that as well. And there is now talk that there will be a Democratic, possibly more than one Democratic primary challenger in 2024 that Biden is going to have to deal with. Now, Ted Cruz announced that if, in fact, the Republicans win back the House of Representatives during the midterm elections, there will be impeachment proceedings launched against Joe Biden for all the list of things he's done wrong. I think just on Afghanistan alone, he ought to be impeached on that one. getting into media, CNN is really having a very difficult time over there. They have not had one single show above 1 million viewers. That is absolutely terrible. And now there's talk of a major shakeup in the works at the network. And of course, CNN has been scandalized lately by some producers and on-air talent who have not been behaving politely. And so they're going to be looking at that as well. So there's going to be a shakeup. And CNN is missing the boat because the reason people are not watching CNN, and for that matter, NBC, ABC, PBS, NPR, is because we're sick and tired of being lied to. is really what it comes down to. We've had enough of the lies. People are deserting the traditional legacy media. They're coming out here on the independent media, like Republic Broadcasting. They're going online. They're learning how to do their own research and write their own news, and that, I think, is a tremendous blow for liberty. Now, over on social media, it is turning into a war zone over there. Marjorie Taylor Greene was cut from Twitter. Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton has been banned from TikTok. YouTube, as you're already aware, removed the Joe Rogan interview with Dr. Malone. And so big tech is accelerating this politicized purge to try and control the narrative. And what it's doing, it's backfiring. It's got what's called the Band in Boston effect. And that goes back to the early days of stage theater, where the restrictions on what you could show on stage were very strict, and plays would be in Boston and they would be banned because they were doing something a little too risque. And the result was that everywhere else these theater troupes toured to, the theaters were sold out because everybody wanted to know what all the fuss was about. Now, getting on back to Marjorie Taylor Greene, the reason Twitter suspended her account is because she tweeted out on Saturday data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. In other words, according to Twitter, government data is now misinformation if it contradicts the COVID narrative here. Donald Trump has responded to the banning of Marjorie Taylor Greene, saying Twitter is a disgrace to democracy, and it absolutely is. And I did a little searching today. You can find a lot of very naughty stuff on Twitter. But if you question the vaccine orthodoxy or the honesty of the 2020 election, you will get kicked off. But you can do pretty much anything else you want over there on Twitter. And meanwhile, Pramila Jayapal is now saying there needs to be more censorship. Marjorie Taylor Greene was just the beginning. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm having a real problem with corporations superseding members of the House of Representatives and blocking their communication with their constituents. I think that is a usurpation of power. It's certainly a violation of the First Amendment. And Twitter may sit out there and say, well, we're a private company. We're not bound by the First Amendment. But when you start banning people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a member of Congress, now you're definitely running afoul of the First Amendment. So, meanwhile, just days after Twitter banned Marjorie Taylor Greene, Facebook has now suspended her. And, you know, this she's saying this is beyond censorship of speech. Actually, no, that's pretty much exactly what it is. And what is going on now is an attack on the First Amendment, because right now we, the American people, in fact, people around the world, have become very dependent on these social media tech giants who are now using their positions to dictate, and I choose that word deliberately, what we see, what we read, and what we hear. Okay, so if you go over to Twitter, you're not going to find anything about doubts about the vaccine safety. You're not going to find anything questioning the 2020 election. But you can see plenty of naked people. That's right all over there here. So it really is getting ugly. And the result is there is an ongoing exodus from these major tech giants to the other newer, younger platforms who still respect the right of free expression. Senator Rand Paul has now quit YouTube entirely. He is now doing all of his video releases on Rumble, and I applaud him for that. Joe Rogan has joined Getter, which is another social media platform, and I just signed up for that. And so... again, look for the alternatives. You know, leave Twitter, leave Facebook, leave Google, leave any of these social media companies who think they know better than you yourself what you should be reading and seeing and hearing. Getting into other politics now, Chuck Schumer has set January 17th for a vote on the filibuster. They want to get rid of it. to basically make it easier for them to pass legislation to make vote fraud much easier. The Democrats are in a panic about the midterms, and they're not willing to listen to the will of the people and the voters. By golly, they're gonna steal this next election unless somebody stands up to stop them. And that's why I keep hitting this issue of election integrity. Meanwhile, Representative Bobby Rush has announced he will not seek re-election to a 16th term in Congress this coming November. This makes him the 24th House Democrat to decide that he does not want to have anything to do with it. And I don't know, there's this phrase about rats and sinking ships keeps running through my head over there. Alrighty, now New York Attorney General Letitia James has issued subpoenas to Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump. They're being ordered to give evidence in a fraud trial. And the allegation is that before Donald Trump became president, he had inflated the value of his assets to banks when seeking loans, which would be a tacky no-no, let's be honest. But Donald Trump's children are refusing to testify. They've asked a judge to quash the unprecedented and unconstitutional bid for their testimony. I think Letitia's on a fishing expedition here. Meanwhile, Biden's White House has announced a plan to essentially milk the January 6th anniversary for all it's worth. They're talking about putting up a permanent memorial to the insurrection that happened on these grounds, which was complete nonsense. They're trying to basically literally cement in the fairy tale for future generations. It may not work out for them because of the weather. Because this major storm is coming in on Washington, D.C., and it is set to hit on the 6th. So that may put a little monkey wrench into their plans here. Meanwhile, over at the January 6th committee, they have been pushing this theory that Donald Trump set up a war room to organize the insurrection. And so far, no proof of it whatsoever. But the January 6th committee is now basically, you know, going after this hotel and trying to find something, anything that they can use to try and build this fiction that this was an insurrection attempt and it was all organized by Donald Trump. I mean, they are really, really desperate. They are very worried Trump is going to come back in 2024, and it does look like he's going to. And despite his many failings, such as the vaccines and failing to improve our election integrity, the polls are showing he's going to be in the lead. He's going to win that primary here. Now, one of the Oath Keepers is being tried for his part in the protest here, and his attorney has subpoenaed several men who are suspected of being federal agents. Now, possibly would include Ray Epps as well. And complicating this issue is the Department of Justice admitted this week to running secretive Department of Justice commandos during the January 6th protest in Washington, D.C. And, you know, there were four Trump supporters killed that day, including two women who were killed by Capitol Hill police. A third woman was nearly killed but rescued by Green Beret Jeremy Brown. Now, here's where it gets really alarming. These Department of Justice commandos were given shoot-to-kill orders. So they were not there to keep the peace. They were there to cause bloodshed that was going to be blamed on Trump and his supporters. Now, getting on over to Ghislaine Maxwell, people are still speculating whether she's going to name names or not. And people are saying she should. Let's out all of these customers. And they point to the reality that when ordinary prostitutes are arrested, their customers, the Johns, are often let go. Or pay just a small fine. They avoid publicity. They're not publicly shamed. They were in the past, but not today here. I think it's a good idea. And not because of revenge or anything like that. Okay? Maxwell and Epstein very obviously were running a honey trap to ensnare and then control powerful people through blackmail over the videos and what they had done here. The only way to remove that control over these powerful people is to make all of their actions public. And that way the blackmailers don't have anything. They lose control over our government once all of this becomes exposed. I think that would be a really, really good idea. Meanwhile, and we did mention this, I think, last week, a Manhattan judge has dropped all the charges against Jeffrey Epstein's prison guards, the ones who supposedly lied and weren't checking on him during the time that he was suicided. Meanwhile, speaking of corruption and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, they have also closed their investigation into former New York Governor Cuomo in relation to the placing of COVID patients inside nursing homes, which triggered a large number of deaths. And he has decided, the district attorney has decided, there will be no charges brought against Andrew Cuomo. So you can imagine my shock over that one here. Speaking of COVID, right now, in the CDC's own database, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, there are now over 1 million COVID vaccine injuries that have been reported. And if you, there's a new independent website called OpenVaers, OpenVaers. They summarize the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System data and present the summaries, and they're showing all of this information here. So, right here in Indiana, there is an insurance company. It's located in Indianapolis, One America Insurance, and their CEO has revealed a startling statistic saying that deaths are up by 40% among people aged 18 to 64. Okay? And that is very, very alarming. And he says not all of them are COVID deaths. Doesn't touch on the issue of vaccine deaths. But it's interesting, that narrow demographic that seems to be dying off. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. And a lot of people are saying, well, you know, all these vaccine injuries and vaccine deaths and all the rest of it is going to bankrupt the insurance industry, or it's going to raise premiums on the rest of us. Unfortunately, no, because all these vaccines are being administered under an emergency use authorization. They are still not FDA approved. And most life insurance policies do not have to pay out if you die from an experimental medical treatment. They get to keep their money. They don't have to refund the premiums. This is going to, you know, this is going to make them rich, along with the pharmaceutical companies and everything. The CDC is now estimating that the Omicron variant makes up 95.4% of all COVID strains circulating in the U.S. as of the first of this year. The Omicron, it is rapidly spreading, but again, it's the mildest currently known form of the disease that's out there. But still, the COVID hysterics are out there and up in Canada, in Ontario. All the schools are going to be shut down. They're going back to online learning. Gyms, indoor dining is all going to be closed again. And so, yeah, this is all back again. And this Omicron variant is, at worst, it's a bad cold, okay? And you don't shut down an entire country's economy because people are catching colds, because people catch colds all the time here. Now, over in New York, and this is very alarming, and parents should pay attention to this, a teacher has been arrested for administering a dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to a 17-year-old in her home without permission from the minor's parents. And as it turns out, this teacher has no medical training. She should not have even had that syringe in her hand. The teacher has been moved away from teaching duties to something else while the investigation continues. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. Now, down in Texas, District Judge Reed O'Connor has issued a preliminary order on Monday that blocks the Navy and the Department of Defense from punishing the U.S. Navy SEALs who refuse to get the vaccine. And these SEALs are seeking a religious exemption, and the Department of Defense is saying, no, you will do as you're told. And the judge said, no, that the pandemic does not give the government any license to abrogate their freedoms, you know. And he says, you know, the Navy service members in this case, you know, they have the same freedoms that they fight for as anybody else in this country. Now, it's a preliminary injunction, so it's probably going to be appealed here. Also in the courts, resident Joe Biden had mandated that teachers in the Head Start early education program be vaccinated. And a Louisiana federal judge ruled Saturday saying, no, Joe Biden cannot do that. So right now, this Biden mandate is now banned in 24 states, almost half the country here. And a little reminder, there are now over 150 studies that find wearing masks makes no difference whatsoever stopping the spread of COVID-19. They just do not work. I've been saying it for months. It's like trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence. Over in Germany, polls are showing 57% of Germans do not trust the official COVID data. Welcome to our world. And that's probably not being helped by the fact that the health minister admits their numbers are inaccurate. And we're being lied to again on this one. Now, the other day we were talking about mass psychosis and propaganda to get us all to stick that needle in our arm. And the government in Great Britain has admitted to using psychological warfare tactics on the British public to brainwash them during the coronavirus pandemic. So that is definitely the sign of a dictatorship when they are engaged in brainwashing the civilian population here. Down in Australia, their rush toward totalitarianism may take a bit of a stumble. The Australian government is now admitting that the COVID-19 injection has resulted in tens of thousands of adverse reactions. They are going to pay compensation to the victims, something that we don't get here in the United States of America. Getting on back to Dr. Robert Malone. And again, a lot of attention is focused on him because of that band in Boston effect. People are, you know, lining up to say, what's all the fuss about? Why are they trying to silence this guy? What's he got to say here? Anyway, Malone says he's been multidimensionally red-pilled on COVID by the Great Reset, big tech censorship. And he says it's been a series of epiphanies that have made me realize that there's no upside to just being circumspect and trying to be a nice guy in this environment. This is full on media warfare, information warfare, political warfare, 21st century like we've never seen before. And it's being coordinated globally. And I tend to agree. Dr. Malone also had some comments on Dr. Anthony Fauci. He said, Tony has no integrity. He lies all the time. And he said, what can I say? And says, me and my peers have been watching this for decades. We just shrug our shoulders and shake our heads and say, well, it's just Fauci. So maybe we could turn that into a verb here. Now, up in Canada, something very alarming going on. Back in November, Dr. Melvin Boucher and his friend Dr. Daniel Negace filed criminal charges against elected and appointed Canadian government officials in British Columbia over a possible conflict of interest regarding the provincial lockdowns, vaccine mandates, and the vaccine's passports. The doctors exposed a severe spike in stillbirths at a Vancouver hospital. The women have been injected with the experimental COVID vaccine in all cases. And in December of last year, the Canadian government targeted Dr. Melvin Boucher and placed him in a mental home. Now, this is an old tactic out of the Soviet Union, because if you arrest somebody and you throw them in jail, you make them a hero, you make them a martyr. But you put them in a mental home and then you can say, oh, he's just crazy, and people tend to turn away and forget about him. Now, former Vice President Mike Pence yesterday announced that his advocacy group has filed an amicus brief urging the Supreme Court to reject the Biden administration's attempt to require large businesses to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine or gene therapy, actually, for its workers or require frequent testing. And the testing is now running, I think, something like $85. You know, for repeats and stuff. It's not free anymore here. So Pence filed the brief. He shared it with The Hill. And he said, America is about freedom and the ability to make the best decisions for your family or business. All right. So good luck, Mike Pence. We got to take another break with commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. War's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about COVID-19. And like it or not, Dr. Anthony Fauci will be a factor in the midterm elections this coming November because Americans are very upset about all this COVID nonsense and the flip-flopping and the bad information, the damaging vaccines. And Rand Paul was talking with his father, Ron Paul, on the Ron Paul Liberty Report, said that if, in fact, the Republicans regain the Senate in the midterm elections, they will launch an investigation into Anthony Fauci. And at that point, he expects that Anthony Fauci will retire rather than risk having all the dirt come on out. So good riddance, and so forth and so on here. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has slammed President Biden over his handling of the COVID-19, saying that Biden just doesn't have a clue on how to manage COVID-19. So, yes, it will be a factor in the midterms here. Over at CNN, they are finally admitting that obesity is a contributing factor in the COVID outcomes. Now, they have been downplaying that. America does have an obesity epidemic. One of the reasons, as we've mentioned many times before, is our foods, our manufactured foods, processed foods, are loaded with chemicals that make you eat more so that you will buy more food so the food companies can make more money. It's that simple. And so we do have an obesity epidemic, and rather than try and mandate healthier foods from these companies, they're trying to basically make being overweight somehow trendy and fashionable. But the bottom line is people instinctively look for signs of good health in potential partners, and being overweight is not a sign of good health. So we're definitely... you look at what the corporations do to try and just make that much more money off of us. We really have descended into fascism here. Up in New York, they are dealing with a limited amount of certain medications, certain COVID therapeutics, and the New York State Department of Health has issued official guidance regarding these therapeutics, which gives preference to non-whites over whites. And they're saying this is to address a systematic inequality in healthcare. But, you know, it's just racism in reverse, and racism in reverse is still racism. You don't get rid of racism by being racist. That just increases racial tensions, regardless of which way the discrimination is going. Okay, it's an absolutely insane thing to be doing here. All right, Dr. Peter McCullough is saying it's time for the public to question why the governments and public health officials around the world are ignoring COVID outpatient treatments to deal with the virus, instead promoting this massive effort on continuing vaccines. But again, that's how the medical industrial complex operates. They don't want you cured. A patient cured is a customer lost. What they want are constant treatments and vaccines. Saying that the medical industrial complex wants you to be healthy is as silly as saying defense contractors want world peace. No, it's bad for business. And that's why the focus in the media is all about getting needles in your arms and making more money and keeping you ill. The sicker we all are, the more money the medical industrial complex is going to make off of us. That's just the way it works. And, Wall Street is not unique in having money junkies. You see them at the top of any corporation where that greed, and, you know, greed is good. What was that? Michael Douglas from Wall Street. Greed is good. Greed works. It's ridiculous. It doesn't work for the society as a whole. Meanwhile, the World Council for Health has declared it is time for an immediate stop for the COVID-19 experimental treatments. It says that the manufacturing, distribution, administration, and promotion of these injections violates basic principles of common law, constitutional law, and natural justice, as well as the Nuremberg Code, the Helsinki Declaration, and other international treaties. And yeah, it does. It absolutely does here. But, they're starting to say Omicron may have peaked. They're already saying that over in Great Britain. It's starting to fade away. Everybody can calm down and relax. Well, no, of course you can't, because no sooner than one variant starts to fade away, there's a new scary one out there. And they're saying there is a new COVID-19 variant that's discovered in southern France. It is thought to have originated in Cameroon. It's so new, it doesn't even have its own name yet. You know, maybe they call it COVIDzilla or something like that. So, yeah, they're going to keep up the fear porn just as long as they can, because as long as they're making money from it, that makes anything they do absolutely acceptable. All right, getting into the international news. The parents of one of the Marines killed in the Kabul airport bombing attack have just uncorked on the Biden administration. They're demanding that Milley resign immediately. Not a bad idea at all. And another story over here, very alarming here. The original antiwar.com, and this sort of dovetails with my forecast for 2022 that we are going to be in a major war or wars this year. And so they're talking about Democrats are trying to push confrontational policies towards Russia and China. They're banging the war drums just as hard as they can. And it's not just Democrats over at the GOP. They're pushing for action against Russia. And all I can say to these people is, here's your rifles. Here's your parachutes. Go have fun. And really, I think that all of these politicians who think war is such a good idea, let's put them and their families on those front lines. Of course, if the war goes nuclear, we're all on the front line. Meanwhile, we keep hearing this word credibility. We've been hearing it a lot ever since the bailout from Afghanistan. And that one of the rationales for going up against China over Taiwan is to reestablish U.S. credibility in the military sense as quickly as possible. That strikes me as a really dumb reason to go to war with another country, especially one that has nuclear weapons. It's a dumb idea. Down in Haiti, things are getting worse there. I mean, just months after the last election, the prime minister literally had to cancel an event and leave when he came under gunfire. So things are really ugly there. Down in Israel, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid is saying that this idea that Israel is an apartheid state is a despicable lie, and that in 2022 it will be a tangible threat. Well, if the apartheid fits, wear it, is my opinion. They act like an apartheid state. Bishop Desmond Tutu said they're an apartheid state. A lot of people from South Africa are saying, yes, Israel behaves like an apartheid state. Meanwhile, over in the Palestinian Authority, they have formally appointed a new interior minister, and the person who got that job is the intelligence chief, Major General Zayed Hab al-Ri. He's been selected for the post. He's a longtime Fatah activist. He was sworn in last Saturday. And so they're getting their government back in order there. Meanwhile, getting back to Israel, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid is saying that Israel is being very successful in influencing world powers regarding the Iranian nuclear deal. Israel does not want that to happen, and they basically want war on Iran, fought and paid for by Americans, and basically justified interfering and kibitzing in the agreement while not actually being a part of it, as saying that that retains Israel's freedom of action because they are not part of the agreement. Okay. Now, let's see. Lapid went on to, again, warning of efforts to label Israel as an apartheid state this year. Now, I'm a big fan of Harry Potter. I don't know anybody who isn't. I'm appalled at what is happening to J.K. Rowling over there. But interestingly enough, British actress Emma Watson, who played Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter franchise, actually went out with a pro-Palestine message on her official Instagram account. And that immediately prompted Israeli officials, representatives, spokespeople to declare that she's an anti-Semite. And this may be the end of her career in film. Not that she needs to work. The Harry Potter franchise has made her and Daniel Radcliffe and the rest of them multimillionaires. Okay, now over in Russia, they have this new Zircon hypersonic nuclear-capable missile. It has now gone into regular production. So it's basically being deployed into their forces. They test-launched 12 of them. And this was a salvo launch during tests from a submarine and a frigate. This is a very, very potent weapon. Russia says the tests were not just successful, they were impeccable. All right, let's talk about the economy right now. There was an interesting article over at Patriot Rising about how a record 4.5 million people have quit their jobs. And It's across the board here, but especially at transportation, warehousing, and utilities. But it may not be an issue of people quitting. Because remember earlier in the show, we were talking about this Indiana insurance CEO, pardon me, reporting on a 40% jump in deaths of all causes of working age people. And it may be that these workers aren't just quitting, they are dying and leaving the workforce. And the numbers are very, very troubling. Because working-age people are dying at an unprecedented rate. All right. The New York Stock Exchange is overbought coming into the new year. The 10-year yield is starting to rise again, and analysts are saying this may be the top of the current market. And so keep an eye on your portfolios, those of you who have them. Now, Elizabeth Holmes, the founder of the blood testing startup Theranos, was found guilty of 4 of 11 charges of fraud on Monday. And people are saying this symbolizes the pitfalls of Silicon Valley's culture of hustle, hype, and mostly greed. And Ms. Holmes had once promised to revolutionize healthcare. She said she was going to manufacture this very small blood testing system. And apparently, in demonstrating the system to potential investors, there was a little bit of fraud and chicanery because there was a back room filled with conventional blood tests that were actually doing the work. So Ms. Holmes was found guilty of 3 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, but for lying to the investors. And she was found not guilty on 4 other counts. The jury deadlocked on the other, on 3 other accounts, and the judge has sent them back in for more deliberation on that one. Okay, coming out of Spectrum News, Ohio, owners across several industries are increasing prices due to Biden inflation. And yeah, we're even seeing it here in Indiana. The last time we did our Walmart run, the price jumps were very, very noticeable. Now, over in the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, the container dwelling fee moratorium ends today. And what that was all about, pardon me, is that because of the shipping congestion, these containers were just stacking up at the ports, and the ports were charging the carriers $100 per import container. And that was suspended temporarily to try and ease the congestion, but that is now going back into effect. And those costs will, of course, be passed on to the end customer. Okay. Another article here stating the obvious. Food costs likely to rise as farmers' expenses shoot up. And the story starts out with a reminder that famine is one of the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. Okay, hunger has been an unwelcome companion for most of human history. We have hunger on this planet today, which underscores the ludicrousy of food manufacturers putting chemicals in the food to make us eat more. Now, when I first saw this next story, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was The Onion, but apparently the IRS has now come out with a new dictum saying that criminals have to report their illegal income. And the IRS deems criminals as self-employed individuals who must report the value of their stolen goods or income earned from illegal activities. That includes if you get a bribe, you're supposed to report that on your 1040 form here. Now, the IRS does have an exception. If the stolen goods are returned during the same year as the theft occurred, then you don't have to report it. And how many times have you ever seen someone return stolen goods to a Walgreens? Have you ever seen an unlooter? And, you know, are they going to be able to deduct the cost of their crowbars, mileage, car expenses, and so forth and so on? And, you know, I am seeing a tremendous enforceability issue. But behind it, there's an interesting linkage. You allow crime to rampage across the country, then you tax the criminals. Now it all begins to make sense. It's basically another way to pillage and plunder the American people. Like I said, I don't think it's going to work. Now, the other day we talked about this British journalist, Tommy Robinson. He's released the trailer of a new documentary called The Rape of Britain, which is talking about gangs of migrants grooming and raping young British girls in Telford and other towns. His car has now been firebombed. So he trampled on somebody's toes with that one. Okay, getting into other events right now. America saw 691 mass shootings in 2021. None were committed by white supremacists. Those are the numbers. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and I'm going to talk a little bit about education, wokeism, and other assorted insanities here. Over at the University of Oregon, students want critical race theory to be required for graduation. Members of the Associated Students of the University of Oregon are currently requesting to make critical race theory a graduation requirement for all students. And so they're pushing for that. They're saying they believe that CRT training will benefit students. Not everybody at the university agrees, obviously. Okay. Now, over at the University of Memphis, they are offering their professors financial incentives to embed social justice in their curricula. And they're basically being bribed to teach critical race theory, which we're being assured is not being taught anywhere. They're really pushing that as hard as they can. Meanwhile, over at Judicial Watch, they have received 3,597 pages of records from Loudoun County, Virginia, that reveal a coordinated effort to advance critical race theory initiatives in Loudoun County public schools. And so there's definitely an agenda behind all of this nonsense to teach white people to hate themselves, to think that white people are to blame for all the evils of the world. And one of the articles we put up on the whatreallyhappened.com was a look back at slavery in history. And you know something? Just as many white people have been made slaves as black people. That's the absolute reality. Over in Brooklyn, a man, Neil Raymond, is suing the city over the fact that they denied him a permit to paint an Other Lives Matter mural. Now, there are Black Lives Matter murals all over the place, but the he wanted to say one that Other Lives Matter, and the city said, no, you cannot have the permit, so he has filed a lawsuit, and I hope he wins. Over at Harvard University, they are dropping the SAT requirement for several more years, which is going to result primarily in anti-white, anti-Asian discrimination. This is a disaster. Our educational system is failing future generations. Now, out in Los Angeles, in Beverly Hills specifically, they have only one gun store, Beverly Hills Gun Store. It's a concierge service. You have to have an appointment to go in. But they're reporting that all of a sudden, with the extreme crime taking place all around the city, all these Hollywood stars and, you know, the affluent and the powerful, they're arming up. They're down there buying guns. Residents from Santa Monica to the Hollywood Hills are panic buying these firearms. And it's funny how these Hollywood liberals suddenly abandon their anti-gun rhetoric when they themselves feel personally threatened. You know, you don't have a right to defend yourself, but by golly, I do. I'm an elite. Okay. USA Today labels Second Amendment activism and gun shows as a gateway to extremism. We got to take a break for station identification. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filtering filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.